Is making decisions tough for you? Do you spend sleepless nights agonizing over what to do? Are you afraid to hurt someone's feelings, or are you afraid of the consequences when you're faced with a tough choice? Today, we're talking about making choices and decision fatigue, how it affects us as HSPs, and how we can make the process just a little bit easier. Welcome to the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast, where we meet the joys and challenges of our sensitivity with open minds and hearts to awaken our best highly sensitive selves. Welcome, my friends. It's Tanya, and today we're chatting about decisions. So even though we don't really notice it, we make hundreds of decisions every day. Many of them we just breeze through, like what clothes to wear for the weather outside, what do we have for breakfast, or what music to listen to on the way to work. But when things start to get a little more complicated, like how many of us have gone more than a few rounds with our partners or friends about something as simple as what to have for dinner, we can quickly start to get stuck. Decision fatigue is the term for when you feel overly stressed by the endless amount of decisions you have to make throughout the day. So any decisions, interactions, and even things we do for relaxation all involve choices that we have to weigh and make either consciously or subconsciously. And the more complex the decisions, the more our energy is depleted. As the day goes on and the more decisions we make, the more our ability to choose wisely decreases. For us as HSPs, we often have a real fear of making the wrong decision, and this can leave us feeling paralyzed and afraid to move forward. We can spend countless hours agonizing over what to do. And this is not only tiring emotionally, but physically and spiritually as well. And if we don't know to look for it, decision fatigue can be hard to recognize, often disguising itself as just a general sense of feeling weary from our environment and all the things we come up against every day as HSPs. In episode 17, Do HSPs Need Permission to Be Emotional? We talked about how as HSPs, we're taught that we need to move at the same pace as non-HSPs, and how we're conditioned to think that we need to echo how these non-HSPs behave and express themselves in order for us to feel accepted. And that's important to recognize that as long as we're living within this system as it is, a system that works against our nature in so many ways, we're going to struggle as long as we're trying to play by non-highly sensitive rules. So if you missed that episode, go back and have a listen. It might help. So where can decision fatigue lead us as highly sensitive people, especially if we're already overstressed and overwhelmed? Our decisions can become more hasty, more unsteady, and we can begin to even shut down altogether rather than make one more choice that day. We can feel more tired and overwhelmed than usual. We can experience brain fog and the inability to think clearly or focus. We might have a shorter temper or become less patient or become more emotional. We can suffer from insomnia, headaches, stomach problems. So how do we learn to turn inward to understand and recognize when we may be experiencing decision fatigue? Some of the general signs might be maybe impulse buying. So for example, the unhealthy snacks at the grocery checkout after a long, stressful day at work. Or maybe you take much longer to make decisions that might otherwise come easily to you. Or maybe you make a decision that you might later regret. You may start to just put off or even avoid making decisions at all when you're feeling exhausted and overwhelmed. Maybe you procrastinate. This is definitely my go-to. Procrastination, where we just keep putting off making a decision until the next day and then the next, until we just eventually erase the decision from our lives completely. And typically what ultimately happens when we are stressed and our energy is depleted, we're less able to think clearly and override our basic impulses. So what do? We just choose whatever is easiest. And when we realize that we may be experiencing decision fatigue, what steps can we take to find some relief? Next is try to plan things out a day in advance. That way, you'll be better prepared when you have an early start the next day. For me, I've started making a weekly Sunday night plan where I write out all the things I'd like to get done during the week, and then I update it daily as needed. And I always leave space to have a lot of compassion for myself if I don't accomplish it all. And so if I write down 10 things that I need to do the next day, if I only get 5 done, I look at it as a glass half full, not half empty. You can also take regular breaks in your day to replenish yourself. This is so important for us as highly sensitive people. And make sure you plan ahead, having things with you that you might need throughout the day. A healthy snack like fruit, carry some water, maybe you have a book to read on your lunch hour. Having these things with you throughout the day can give you a much needed mental health break. Also, try to remove any unnecessary distractions. This can be a really, really tough one today. We always have our cell phones with us. They're usually turned on. We're always ready for that next notification to come through. But every time we look at our phone, we scroll social media or watch TV, we can drain our energy away from things and decisions that truly need our attention. Removing some of these distractions, even just one, like turning your cell phone off after a certain hour in the evening, they can really help us to reduce our fatigue. Following a set routine or a daily structure is another great way to reduce decision fatigue. This one is also really difficult, especially for me, but establishing a routine can help us to conserve time, and it will bring a sense of consistency to our lives. It can also eliminate the need to make decisions for many of the things that we do almost automatically every single day, like when we get out of bed, what time in the morning, what food to eat every day, when to exercise. I like to set reminders on my phone to have alarms remind me of things that I need to do until they've become an established part of my routine. I also keep a handwritten calendar for those times that I need to set my phone aside. So I still have a list of things that I want to do every day that can keep me on a somewhat of a routine. Really try to avoid making impulsive decisions. And if you find that you're making unhealthy decisions or choosing something just because it feels the easiest, because you're exhausted, try to stop and take a few breaths before you make that choice. It is about awareness. Ask yourself, if I was feeling my best right now, would I be making the same choice? Would I be going for that candy bar in the checkout line? Would I be reaching for my phone to check notifications again, even though I just checked it maybe 30 minutes ago? If not, then try to postpone that decision until you're feeling more energetic and focused. And lastly, meal planning can be a great way to reduce your decision fatigue. Try to make a plan for the week and batch cook if you do have the ability and the means. So in our house, we usually cook large meals on the weekend and then we have leftovers throughout most of the rest of the week. This way, we're not grabbing for whatever's easiest and usually unhealthiest because we're tired, we're hungry, and we just don't feel like thinking about what to have for dinner. A lot of us don't have the means, so we just do the best with whatever we can. The most important thing to remember about decision fatigue as HSPs is that it's perfectly okay that we make decisions differently than others. Yes, we might be slower and more methodical when we're processing all the options because we're thinking not only about the obvious outcomes, but the more obscure ones as well. And we very often take a less selfish approach to decision-making, weighing how our choices might affect others. It's because we operate from a place of empathy and compassion that we very often put the needs of others before our own, which is something that we need to be mindful of so we don't compromise our own needs in the process. We're also more often affected when we make the, quote, wrong or bad decisions. But personally, I really don't like this term, bad decisions, because as much as we may regret a decision that we've made in the past, And believe me, I've made my share. There is always something we can learn from it. I love this quote by writer Charlotte Follofield. She says, "There's no such thing as a wrong decision. You make your choices in life based on the cards played to you and your emotions at the time. Whatever will be, and you cannot change fate." And I really believe this is true. So remember, it's okay to take your time when making decisions, big ones and small ones. But be careful. Don't become petrified by them. We can end up going through endless loops and analyzations, but some things we just can't know until the decision has already been made. As highly sensitive people, all of our choices are based on knowing, and knowing that radiates from somewhere deep inside of us. Whether we call it our little voice, our gut instinct, intuition, it all comes from this place, and this place is our true self. And this only requires for us to stop, be still, and listen. There is an affirmation that you can turn to if you find that you're struggling with decision fatigue. And I'll share it with you now. I am making the right choice with the knowledge that I have now. I trust that I will guide myself to the right decision. I am making the right choice with the knowledge that I have now. I trust that I will guide myself to the right decision. Yes, we can weigh all the consequences. We can think about all the possibilities. We can try to figure out all the possible outcomes of our decision. But even the most sensitive of us, the most intuitive, isn't typically clairvoyant. We can make decisions with our hearts and with the knowledge that we have in that moment. But beyond that, often, most often, the details are out of our control. Remember, the Highly Sensitive Healing Challenge starts November 1st. We'll do 4 gentle healing practices a day for a total of 40 minutes for 40 days. The challenge is free when you join us inside the Highly Sensitive Healing Circle community. I hope to see you there so we can learn, grow, and heal together. If you found value in this episode, please share it with your fellow HSPs. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of the good stuff, and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for spending time with me here on the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast. New episodes are released Wednesdays, and please feel free to reach out with any questions or comments. And never forget, we were given this highly sensitive life because we're strong enough to live it.